You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to take an end-of-the-year listen to music from Detroit area artists. Our guides, as always, are Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khaled Badi. So you're putting together some end of 2017 coverage for Detroit Music Magazine, which everybody's going to want to check out, so we can kind of benefit from that work today. And you wanted to showcase some artists and records from this past year who maybe were a little bit overlooked. So Khaled, who are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with Colin Stetson, who is an Ann Arbor-born multi-instrumentalist. His main instrument is the saxophone. He's pretty well known for some of his collaborations, but if you've never heard his solo work, you're in for a treat, because you will not believe that this guy is performing all of what you hear by himself. He's quite a virtuoso on the saxophone. He uses a lot of unusual techniques. He's using circular breathing. He's vocalizing through the instrument. He's tapping on the keys with a lot of force. It's quite a feat, but seeing him live with all these microphones on his body, on the instrument, all around him, it's like nothing you've ever heard. He's continuing in this tradition of free jazz artists like Albert Ayler and Peter Brotzman, and at times it veers into the territory of noise even. It's really exhilarating and visceral. You can feel it in your own body.
And Paul, we may not know his name, but chances are really, really good we've heard Colin Stetson. Why is that?
Yeah, so Colin Stetson has appeared on a ton of different people's work, including like legendary acts, Tom Waits, Arcade Fire, TV on the Radio, Bon Iver, Sinead O'Connor, Lou Reed, The National, LCD Sound System. The list kind of keeps going on. And he's also done a ton of work in the film space, scoring and also performing on behalf of different film scores. So one example is Hans Zimmer did all the music for 12 Years a Slave, which won three Oscars a couple years ago. And Colin Stetson was on that soundtrack. He did All the Days I've Missed You. He was the writer and performer of that track.
Oh, right. Well, when you say Hans Zimmer, too, you've got me. What an incredible composer. Khaled, what track have you chosen for us to hear today?
This is the title track from the solo album he released this year, All This I Do for Glory.
And that is one of six tracks from Colin Stetson's latest album, which he produced?
Right. He composed, produced it himself, yes.
What are some of the themes that you hear him exploring in his work?
He almost has a landscape quality to what he does. It's like you're traversing some sort of unexplored territory. And he, you know, the common refrain of, you know, themes and variations, but it's got, like you said, a visceral, physical quality to it. But then he takes it like a figure in ground, like a man kind of off in the wilderness. So that's kind of what he's doing here.
And up next, Paul, you've got an underground champion for us.
That's right. It's not a name that is completely unfamiliar, but Royce da 5'9" released this within this last year, the Bar Exam 4. It's part of his mixtape series. And he had a really awesome year last year with the release of a project called Prime with legendary producer DJ Premier, and also another studio album for him called Layers, which was on one of our favorites lists for the end of year last year. But had a relatively quiet year this year, and I think something that was overlooked was this excellent installment to the Bar Exam series. And really, it's kind of in the same vein as Lil Wayne's Dedication mixtape series, where Royce is basically getting on someone else's instrumental, a different beat from another song that's usually pretty familiar. And he's kind of challenging people on their own turf with what is some of the best lyricism, I think, in all of hip-hop. And I've been following Royce since way back in the day when he was kind of a local name. He was working with, you know, the likes of Blade Icewood and doing songs like Chips on Pistons and legendary stuff. But he's really come a long way in the way in which he's stylized and presented his rhymes. He's super meticulous and precise, and you can hear every word that he says, and you find yourself rewinding the track to try to hear all the different points he's made and all the clever ways he's chosen to express them.
Paul, what's the track that you've picked for us from the bar exam for?
So I chose Let's Take Them to War, which is actually a split of two different instrumentals, one being Big Sean's Moves, which I thought was a nice callback to more Detroit music, and the second half is Dave East's No Hook. I got I decided on pre-order. My little homie just went gold. A Hakalugi on the reporter. Detroit is on Pete Rose. That's Armstrong on steroids. Gated up, no wing toes. My phone blowing up so much, and begin to stand up like CeeLo. I bounce back like the fattest hands that it can have attached to the fattest hips. And anything after this shall be considered cataclysmic. Counting packs like a statistician. Emphatic charisma. Savage enigma. I have a religion to handle your rhythm like cannibalism. The camera rolling and it's time to flow. I don't know. I just go carnival. I'm from Otanya, you know. I can just lie.
In fact, Khaled, talk to us a little more about Royce's focus on lyricism during hip-hop's mumble epidemic.
Yeah, mumble rap, a lot of people take umbrage with what's going on in rap today, but rap is a really diverse playing field. Mumble rap is sort of a pejorative term that's applied to a whole broad spectrum of artists, from Future and Young Thug to Designer, Lil Yachty, 21 Savage, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, Playboi Carti, you name it. But none of those artists really sound the same. The difference is that an artist like Royce 5'9", he's really focused on the words and being really precise and fast-paced with the way he spits his bars. He's using metaphors and lyrics in ways that harken back to a different time period, whereas right now the focus is not so much on that. It's on atmosphere and mood and using language in ways that don't focus so much on the words. It could be seen as old school, what Royce 5'9 is doing, but it's also classic. It's timeless. And so wherever you fall on the dividing line of that, it may not even be, you know, a battle, really. You can enjoy it all. I think Royce 5'9 is one of the top lyricists, if not the top, in Detroit and, you know, really the nation. Track on a record got a background message. We don't back down ever. I'm putting the autobiographical book out with the Book of Ryan. I just let my LA read. Now that sounds epic. My mind carries words. You couldn't walk a mile in my patent leather Larry Bird black kind weapons. I hope you know that it's more fishes to send to sea. I stole your hoe. We've been kissing like we've been sitting in a tree. And these hoes in Detroit be tricking so much they can completely go up a magician's sleeve. You totally awesome. It is clear, guys, that you really think a lot of Royce. I can hear it, Paul. You know, as you talk about him, Paul, you just rev up.
Oh yeah, I've honestly, like, one of my friends put me on to Royce 5'9 a long, long time ago, and just following him through his career and his association with Eminem and then Slaughterhouse, and just I've loved to follow his like growth as an artist. And I think Khaled was spot on in what he said about kind of where hip hop is right now. And there's a lot of like debate over, can we enjoy it all? Can we see it as different? And I just think it's fun and really competitive that Royce 5'9 has drawn his line in the sand and said, I'm going to be this type of artist. And he really owns it. And it's fun to listen to.
And next up, Steph Chura. Khaled, tell us about her. Where's she from and how long has she been on the Detroit scene?
Well, on the Detroit scene, it's been not too long, but she's been a veteran of Michigan's DIY scene. She started in upstate Michigan and then moved to Ypsilanti in about 2009. And she was performing solo work and putting out demo tapes. And that's when she really became a fixture on the scene. She worked with Amber Fellows, Shelly Salant, who's those names should not be unfamiliar to anyone who follows indie music. And they started Rebel Kind, but Steph Chura carved her own path. And she moved to Detroit, I think about 2012. She played bass in some local bands in the area and just put out a bunch of cassette releases. But it wasn't until this year that she actually put out her solo studio debut, which was Messes. And that was, you know, true to its name, a collection of these lo-fi sort of jams that speak to life experiences and are sort of like messy, literally like the name of the album, vignettes of like what it's like to be in your 20s and trying to figure it out. And her voice is so distinctive. It's like this warbling, froggy sort of catches in your throat vocal that you can compare it to many different artists. You could compare it to Stevie Nicks or Chrissy Hynde, but it doesn't sound like anyone else.
With that in mind, let's take a listen to Slow Motion, which is one of the tracks from this debut full-length album, Messes. Now, Paul, this album, this debut full-length album, came out earlier this year. Tell us that story, because it didn't get the attention it deserved, did it?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that we chose to put this this project on the list is Messes came out early this year. It was released by this amazing, awesome, one of our favorite independent labels in Detroit called Urinal Cake Records. Such a good name. And they've hosted the likes of Proto Martyr, Rebel Kind, Ritual Howls, just some great names, great acts around town. And they kind of closed up shop this year. We were sad to see that happen, but it just so happened that the timing of that did affect kind of the ramp up and the promotion for Steph Chur's release. So we're really happy to hear that she's going to be re-releasing this because we really do think it needs to be kind of propelled in the way in which it deserves.
So they will reissue it. Has it been reissued yet, or is it still to come?
It's going to be early this coming year. She's just signed to a label called Saddle Creek.
Colin, how much does Steph perform around Detroit or around Michigan?
I mean, she's performed a lot. She was on a national tour earlier this year, but with the reissue, she's going to be doing another tour. She actually played Mopop earlier this year, and that was a big draw for her.
Well, a great kind of year-end look at some artists and some releases from 2017 who were a little bit overlooked, no longer, as we thank our guests, Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khaled Body. And you can learn more about today's featured artist and many more. And don't forget, they've got their end of 2017 coverage they're putting together. Just go to DetroitMusicMag.com. Guys, thanks so much. Always great to talk with you.
Thank you again, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.